Okay, good afternoon, Bershus, Rabbi Schreier, and everybody else who's here. We spoke yesterday about the mitzvah that comes out of our parsha about the Machlokas HaRishonim, that according to the Ramban, there's a mitzvah essay midaraisa every single day to remind ourselves of the experience of Kabbalah Satorah of Mamre Har Sinai. Now, the Tur and the Magen Avraham point out, if we have this mitzvah according to the Ramban to remember Mamre Har Sinai, how exactly are we supposed to be mekayim that? So some people say the Sheish Zechiris at the end of davening, or while they're waiting for the rabbi to finish the Shemana Esrei, they quickly say the Sheish Zechiris. But for those of us that do not recite the Sheish Zechiris, how are we going to have a fulfillment of this mitzvah of Zechiris Maimed Har Sinai each and every day, which the Ramban actually counts the mitzvah days as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs HaTorah? So the Tur of the Magen Avraham said, as we spoke yesterday, that the way to do that is to think in the middle of the bracha of Birchas HaTorah or in the bracha of Ava Rabba, we should remind ourselves of the fact that there was a Bechiras Yisrael, that at the time of Maimon Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us out, we became the Amma Nivchar, we became different than everybody else, and the time to think about that is when we say, Asher Bachabranu Mikala Amim Venosan Lanu Estarah, so that's the experience of Maimon Har Sinai. This is the way to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Zechiras Maimon Har Sinai each and every day. This is what the Tur and the Magen Avraham write. This is the way to be Mekayim the mitzvah according to the Ramban, even if you don't generally say the Sheish Zechiras and davening every day. However, Kabbalah Satorah did have many other aspects as well, and that's what I want to speak about today. We all know Kabbalah Satorah was the time of Bechiras Yisrael. We all know that Kabbalah Satorah was the time that we got the Torah, but there were many other facets that were important for us to highlight as well. In the Psukim leading up to Kabbalah Satorah, the Pasuk says, Vahar Sinai Oshan Kulo. As Jonah said last night at Bar Mitzvah Parsha, it's also my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, Parshas Yisro, so I know that Pasuk by heart. So Har Sinai was all full of smoke. And then it says, Mepnei Asher Yarad Hashem Alav Be'esh, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down and put His Shechina on the mountain, so therefore there was smoke, there was fire. Vayacharad Kol HaHar Me'od. Points out the Ramban on Chumash. Vayacharad Kol HaHar Me'od. What does it mean? It means the mountain was actually shaking, says the Ramban. Well, should you really take that literally? It means the mountain was shaking, or it means it was such a momentous experience, such a momentous occasion, that everyone was so awe-inspired by the presence of the Shechina that was at Maimon Har Sinai. Says the Ramban, no, it means it very literally. Why? Because that's also a pasuk in Tehillim, in which we say, Haharim Rakdu Ke'elim Gevaos Kivnetzon. That's referring to Maimon Har Sinai, that at the time of Maimon Har Sinai, all the mountains were dancing, were jumping. Says the Ramban, how do you know that that's literal? Because what does the pasuk say in the same paragraph? Hayam Rava Vayanos Hayadin Yisav La'achar, says the Ramban, that was literal. We know there was a Kriyas Yamsuf. We know that the Yardin Yisav La'achar, we know that the water went backwards. So obviously, if that was true, so too, Haharim Raktu Chayelim was also to be taken literally. That actually, at the time of Maimon Har Sinai, the mountains were actually shaking. Everything was actually moving around in the world. It wasn't a normal time in the history of the world. The physical elements of the world were totally upside down. Everything was topsy-turvy to show that Klal Yisrael, to emphasize that Klal Yisrael was becoming the Ava Nivchar, and that we were getting the Torah. There's a Vart, they say, from the Kutzker, that sometimes a person is amazed, is wowed, is very impressed by something that they experience. You see something like Kabbalah Satorah, Maimon Har Sinai, and Rom Es HaKolos, Shomon Es HaNira, everything's upside down, everything's amazing. And he said, we think that the only time we can get inspired is when we have something flashy, is when we have something that's going to stick out at us, something glamorous, something different. That's the only way we can be inspired. And you think somebody who's sitting, Pasha de Yid, in the corner, who's just quiet, not doing anything, just learning by himself, not getting involved in anything, you think, well, what's his connection? What's he doing already? He's not going out to the world. He's not helping anybody. Says the Kutzker, you're wrong. Because sometimes you can have someone, it works in both directions. He says, sometimes you can have a person who's into all the glitz, who's into all the glamour, who's doing everything, and still he's very far, he's very distant from the Hashras HaShchina, is very far from the Torah. And the Kutzker said he could learn a play on words by the Pasuk leading up to Kabbalah Satorah. What does it say? Vayar Ha'am, the Jewish people open their eyes and they see this tremendous maimed, this unbelievable scene that's going on in front of them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvado Atzmo is coming down, he's giving them the Torah, he's speaking to them personally, pe'el pe'. They're having a nevuah. They see that the mountains are shaking, they see that everything's going topsy-turvy. And then, Vayanu, they're even shaken up by it themselves. But Vayamdu Me'rachok. He said, a person, even if he's shaken up, even if you're making a lot, there's a big scene, sometimes you could still be merachok. You could still be far away from the Shechina. You could still be far away from what the Torah wants. It's not always synonymous. We don't assume those always go together, that every time there's something that's glitzy and glamorous, doesn't always mean that that's the Ratzon Hashem. Sometimes a person has to understand, you could be an Eved Hashem even by doing it quietly, even without making a lot of noise. And that's sometimes a better way to do things as well. Har Sinai was an occasion, like Rav Meir Shapiro pointed out, we said a few weeks ago, that Rav Meir Shapira was asked, we know that the Luchas Rishonos were broken, and the Medrash says the reason why they were broken is because there was an Ayin Hara. So if there was an Ayin Hara, what do you mean? God didn't know that there's a possibility of an Ayin Hara? So why did he give them in such a public fashion with so much fanfare? What was the point? Why didn't you give the Luchas Rishonos very quietly, very privately? What do you have to make the whole world stop? What's that for? So they asked Rav Meir Shapira, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu worry about the fact there was going to be an Ayin Hara which would lead to the breaking of the Luchas? Why don't you just give it in a private fashion in the first place? And Rav Meir Shapira answered, no, because he had to pronounce to the whole world that Klal Yisrael is different. This was the time that Klal Yisrael was being chosen as the Am HaNivchar. That had to be done in the most public fashion possible, even if it's at the expense of possibly an Ayin Hara, even if it's at the expense of maybe breaking the Luchas. Still, this was a chance once in history to show the world that Klal Yisrael is the Am HaNivchar, and they are the ones who are chosen. They're the ones getting the Torah, nobody else. And therefore, said Rav Meir Shapira, even though we lost the Luchas Rishonos as a result, because it was an Ayin Hara, but still it was worth it, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to choose us out and show us that Klal Yisrael is the Am HaNivchar, that we have a sacred mission in this world, and that we're not the same as everybody else. So if, in fact, we assume that Maimon Har Sinai was such a Maimon Nora V'Niskav, it was such an incredible occasion, it was such an amazing experience for the Jewish people, so why is it that we find so many mitzvahs in the Torah that are made, that are patterned off of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim? We have Kiddush on Shabbos, we have Tefillin, we have so many mitzvahs throughout our lives that we do, which are Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. We say it all the time. So if that's the case, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't also make something at Zecher Maimon Har Sinai? So you have the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether really there's a mitzvah every day to notice the fact that there was a Maimon Har Sinai. Should we really go ahead and actually recite it and say, yes, we know there was a time Maimon Har Sinai, Kabbalah Satoru, or not? That's a detailed Machlokas, but a more simple question. Why is it that we never had a mitzvah that was instituted, Min HaTorah itself, to remind ourselves of Zecher Maimon Har Sinai, the same way we have throughout the Torah of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim? How come we don't find such an idea? And I think the answer is very simple. Perhaps I'm upset it before, couldn't find anyone who did, but I'm sure it's been said, it's very obvious. Perhaps the answer is like this. Maimon Har Sinai was a singular occasion, it was one individual occurrence that happened. I'm sorry, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, that's something that happened once in the history of the world, that's it. So we have to make a Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim to remind ourselves, yeah, our great-grandparents, Avosenu HaKadoshim, went out of Mitzrayim, a tremendous miracle for them, that's something that we need to remind ourselves of, therefore the HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up, that throughout the year we have all these Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim that we perform in many of our mitzvahs throughout the year. However, you think that the occasion of Maimon Har Sinai is a one-time event? You think it happened once in the time of history and that's it? It all ended there? That's not the case. Every time a person sits down to learn Torah, he is once again having a Kabbalah Satorah Mechadash. We have that experience, we have that opportunity to do it every single day of our lives. It's not that it happened once in history. It's not that this was something that was a historic event that happened in the Midbar and that's it, we moved on and we should make a Zecher for that. No! In fact, our Chaim HaKadosh writes, this is why when you think about it, the Acharonim have a Machlokas, the Gemara is not sure exactly, everyone talks about it, the Magen Avraham. How could it be? Shavuos doesn't have a date. We don't know. Which day was the Torah given? Was it given on this day, that day? We're not sure. How could it be? We're not sure. Every other Yom Tov, we know exactly when it is. Shavuos, we don't know when it is. The Torah couldn't tell us when Shavuos happened. How could it be? We don't know when Shavuos is. Says the Racham HaKadosh, the answer is, because Shavuos is not a historic date. Kabbalah Satorah is not something, it's not a part of history. Kabbalah Satorah is something we do each and every day. The day is not relevant. It doesn't make a difference. When did Shavuos happen? When did Kabbalah Satorah actually occur? Which date on the calendar? Who cares? We have to make sure we know when Pesach happened. That's very important. But when Kabbalah Satorah actually happened, what's the difference? Every single day a person has the opportunity to once again be Mekabel the Torah Mechadosh. In fact, Tana Deve Eliyahu, the Acharonim quote, Tana Deve Eliyahu writes, called Talmud Chacham Sheyoshev Ekar Vishon Veosek Batorah. Anyone who sits and learns Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Kenegdo V'Kor V'Shoneh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and actually gives it to you. He's Kor V'Shoneh, he says the same, and he helps you. He gives you Siyata D'Shmai, which means, imagine, you think about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to the fifth grader who's starting to learn Eilim Metzius, the sixth grader. And he's teaching him, he's giving him Siyata D'Shmai to understand the simple words of the Gemara. He can't even break his teeth to understand the Gemara. The Ribbono Shel Olam comes, Kor V'Yoshev Kenegdo. He comes and he gives him a Kabbalah Satorah for him on the fifth grade level. And then he comes to us, we're a tremendous Talmid Chacham, he comes to us and he says, you know, Kor V'Shona Kenegdo, I'm going to give you insight also to understand your level of learning. And not only that, he comes to Rabbi Kiva Eger, he comes to the Ktos and the Nesivas and he says, Kor V'Shona Kenegdo, I'm going to go and give you a Kabbalah Satorah also for yourself. And that's what it means. Every single day we have the opportunity to have our own personal Kabbalah Satorah, that when we learn the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us and, so to speak, gives it to us, Mechadosh. It's not something that's a previous point in history, it's something that we experience each and every day. The story is told, the Chazal tell us that At the time of the brismila of Elisha ben Avuya, it says that a lot of Talmidei Chachamim came together to have the brismila suda together, and it says that they started to talk and learning at the meal, and it tells the story that Chazal say is that the house went up in smoke because flames started engulfing all the Talmidei Chachamim who were learning. Exactly like we find by Kabbalah Satara. When a person learns Torah, you have to realize that we have a Kabbalah Satara Mechadash. We are re-experiencing, reenacting that experience, and if we learn at the right level, like the Gemara says by Yonos ben Uziel, every time he learned, Kol of haparech me'elav hayonisraf, every bird that would fly above him would be burnt. Why? Because there were fires that were surrounding him. Why is that? Because that's what we find by Kabbalah Satara the first time as well, by Maimon Har Sinai. Behar Sinai Ashan Kulo. And the same way that we had a fire then, that's the same thing that we have nowadays, because we are re-experiencing that encounter of Kabbalah Satara. This is what Rashi writes on Chumash. When he talks about Kabbalah Satara, he says, V'chol yom v'yom yu b'necha kechadashim ki ilu hayom nitna, as if today we were given the Torah. In fact, in Parshas Kisavo, we have it once again. Hayom hazeh Hashem alokecha mitzavcha lasos es achukim es ha-mashpatim. What do you mean, hayom hazeh? Says Rashi. What, he's giving me the Torah today? Says Rashi, yes. V'chol yom v'yom yu b'necha. Everyone mistakenly says it, kechadashim. No, it's not what Rashi says. Not as if it's new. B'chol yom v'yom yu b'necha chadashim, Rashi says. Every single day the Torah is new. It's not kechadashim as if it's new. It is new. We have a renewed Kabbalah Satara each and every day. We shouldn't just fantasize, make pretend like it is. It is new because the Ribbono Shel Olam comes to us and he communicates to us every time we learn Torah. A new Kabbalah Satara, says Rashi, ki'ilu bo b'yom nitzavisa aleim, as if today the Ribbono Shel Olam is coming back to us and giving it to us, once again. So I saw one of the more recent Svarim points out, so if that's the case, so we think about this pasuk we've been discussing yesterday and today, and really the original pasuk is talking about not forgetting Maimon Har Sinai, not forgetting the experience of Kabbalah Satara. We trickle it down and we say that it really means, the Gemara says in Menachos Tzadites, Chazal teach that from the pasuk we learn as well, person shouldn't forget the learning that they've learned. So what's the connection? If it's really talking about Maimon Har Sinai, what does that have to do with the learning that you learn? The answer is so obvious. Once you understand that every time you sit down and learn, you're supposed to recognize that everything is new, that I'm having a new Kabbalah Satara, that's the same thing. Don't forget the learning that you learned. Why not? Because that was given by Maimon Har Sinai. That was given by Kabbalah Satara. Every time you sat down to learn, you once again re-experienced the Maimon Har Sinai. That's part of the original pasuk. It's not two separate dinim. It's part of the original pasuk that every time a person sits down to learn, they are not allowed to forget their learning. Why? Because that's part of Maimon Har Sinai. Every single day when we learn, we have that experience of Maimon Har Sinai. And this is something, we get used to things, we do things by rote, we get bored of it because it's not so exciting. It's something we do every day, and it's something we have gotten used to. And in fact, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, we just had a Tisha B'Av, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, we have the very same idea. Pasuk says, V'hayaki v'yacha Hashem alokecha la'eretz ha'knani, kasher nishpcha v'labasecha unisan alach. Says the Medrash, what do you mean, unisan alach? Says the Medrash, what it means is, shalotehei yirushas avos. Don't think that Eretz Yisrael is something that's in your heritage. Don't think it's in your blood. Don't think you're just going to get it just if you take it for granted. That's not the way it works. Elotehei be'enecha ki'ilu hayom nesun alach. We have to realize that Eretz Yisrael to us is something. It's a gift that we have every single day. We're so lucky to have it. It's not something that's a given. It's not something that's obvious that it's going to be ours. No, it's something that we have to understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu each and every day gives to us. Imagine what the feelings were, what the hisrakshas, what the emotions were at the time of 1948 when they made the new state and people all of a sudden were going to Eretz Yisrael freely. Can you imagine? Imagine the first time 1967 when they walked into the old city. Can you imagine the feelings? And now we don't feel anything. Why? Because we've been there so many times. We don't appreciate what it is. Says the Medrash, no, we have to realize ki'ilu hayom nesun alach. Every single time we go to Eretz Yisrael, it's a special extra gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us. And perhaps this is the reason why on Tisha B'Av we lain, ki solid banim uvenei banim v'noshantim. Why do we lain v'noshantim? Because that v'noshantim, that word means you're going to become old. It's going to become something out of rote. We get used to it and we don't appreciate the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. That goes number one for Eretz Yisrael, and more generally it goes on the Liman HaTorah, on the Mitzvah HaTorah that we have such an opportunity to keep every day. And in fact, when we talk about our experience, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well, we know that we're spoken about as a chasen and a kala. And over there as well, the Pasuk says in Kavo, Hayom hazeh niyesa la'am Hashem Elokecha. Says Rashi, what does it mean? Hayom hazeh b'chol yom yiu b'einecha ki'ilu hayom basa imo b'bris. Think about your relationship with God and understand that it's as if today you're getting married. This is the first time you're having a relationship with Him. This is something that's such an important idea. It's something we learned from Maimon Har Sinai that it wasn't a one-time thing. It's something we have to think about, internalize, that every single day we have that opportunity to become one once again, to have a relationship once again with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to reunite with Him. A beautiful story beautiful diary that was left by the Eish Kodesh, by the Piazetzner Rebbe. He writes in one of his diaries an incredible letter, and he says, Avi Shebashamayim Ma'uchal Teis Lecha. What am I actually able to give you? Strange question. None of us would ask the question. We have plenty that we can give God. We have plenty that we're not doing the way we're supposed to. But he says, Lilmod, what are you going to say? You want me to learn more? Hareni Lomid B'chol Kochi, every ounce of my being, every single waking hour of my day that I can learn, I'm trying to learn as best as I can. I can't give you anything more. So what do you want? L'hispalel, I should give you more tefillah? Every time I get up, Hareni M'spal B'chol Kochi, I use every ounce of my being to daven with kavanah, to do everything the best way possible. So what do you want from me? What more can I give you? Halavai, he says, the one thing I wish for. Not that I would daven better, not that I would learn better, because I'm doing all that as best as I can. Halavai says that Eish Kodesh in his diary, you know what I would wish for? V'yacholti lehizgayer. If only I had the opportunity to become a ger. Ach Yehudi ani mi beten mi leida. What can I do? I was born a Jew, my parents were Jewish, and I can't be a geyer. Doesn't make sense? So what does he mean? What he means is, I wish I had that opportunity. You see sometimes about tshuva who's so on fire to be a mekayim the mitzvahs because it's the first time they've had the opportunity. See a ger right away when they're megayer, they're so excited about everything. In fact, Tosfos writes, that's why some say, Kashim Gerim LeYisrael Kishapachas. Not so good to have Gerim coming to the Jewish people. Why? One day in Tosfos is because it's going to look bad for the rest of us. They're so excited, they're so enthusiastic about everything they do, and we're bored by the mitzvahs. We're not so excited. We have a chance to learn, big deal. What's so exciting about that? But a ger understands it's the first time they could do it. That's why they're excited. Says the Eish Kodesh, that's the one thing I wish for in my life. Rotza Anila Hizgayer. I wish I had that opportunity to understand that I can once again reinvigorate myself and understand the precious nature of the relationship that I have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki'ilu Hayom Basa Ima Bebris, as if today I'm coming for the first time to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, in a few weeks we're going to have Chodesh Elul. We're going to start saying L'davar Hashem Ori, and there's 2 points that are made by the Achronim. Number one, we say Acha Sha'alti Me'es Hashem Osa Avakish, says the Chafetz Chaim in his Pirush on Chumash. What does it mean? Acha Sha'alti Osa Avakish, it's the same thing. You asked for it. So what do you mean Osa Avakish? That's what I asked for. It's repeating the same word. Says the Chafetz Chaim, what it means is, perhaps, Acha Sha'alti, when I was young, Nar Ha'isi V'gam Zakanti, when I was young, I was David HaMelech, I was just a shepherd in the field, what was I already? Now all of a sudden I became a melech, I'm so used to doing everything that I do, and everything's kumtmi or everything comes to me, you would say, maybe my perspective on life changed a little bit. Maybe my attitude towards the Torah changed a little bit. No, says David HaMelech, Acha Sha'alti, the same excitement, the same interest that I expressed when I was a young child and I came to an experience with mitzvahs when I was young and I was excited about the first time I wore tefillin, Osa Avakish, here I am, Melech Yisrael. I moved on so many more years of my life, but still Osa Avakish, the very same perspective that I had then, the very same excitement that I showed when I did those mitzvahs when I was young is the way I express them now as well. That's something that David HaMelech appreciated. And that's why also he says, the famous comment that the Malbim makes, Shifti b'veis Hashem kol yimei chayei, lachazaz b'nam Hashem, levaker b'echalo. On the one hand, David HaMelech wants to be an inhabitant. On the other hand, he's levaker. He always wants to be visiting. What does it mean? It means you want to be someone who's a part of Beis Hashem all the time. You always want to be. You don't want to be a visitor. But at the same time, a visitor is so excited. It's the first time there. That's what David HaMelech asked for. He wants, on the one hand, to be someone who's Beis Hashem kol yimei chayei, but to always have that attitude of levaker b'echalo, to always realize that it's a new. Sasanochi ala marsecha kemotzi shalarav. That's what David HaMelech says when he expresses his attitude. When he talks about his experience with the Torah, he understands that this is what the Torah is all about, this is what our relationship is all about, and this is perhaps what it means that we're supposed to remember Maimon Har Sinai. Yes, we have many mitzvahs in the Torah that tell us how to remind ourselves of the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that one-time event, that was something that happened, and it's never going to happen again. But Kabbalah HaTorah, the Torah does not have to single out any particular mitzvah that's going to make us remind ourselves of the experience of Kabbalah HaTorah, because that's something we have each and every day. It's something we have the experience to feel once again, to reinvigorate ourselves and to re-begin that relationship with our Kaddish Baruch Hu. Each time we sit down and we learn, Ki'ilu Hayom Nesun Olach, it's every single day, once again, we are starting that experience of Kabbalah HaTorah all over again.